the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the Enter the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today, we're starting another scavenger hunt.
If you're asking yourself why, we don't know either.
Considering... it was literally because I wanted to clean up my watch list, and then I told you because I'm like, hey, you should do it with me. That's like a joke. And then you did, and I'm like, okay, let's do this.
Let's do it. I mean, I'm not regretting it. Because we've decided we're not doing a month. We are taking our time.
Yeah, because last time
within
we did it.
A slight time frame.
Did we do it in March? No, we did it in April, and then it was May April. That we, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did it in the month of April, and then we didn't have time, so we were watching like two or three movies a day.
Well, that was our own fault.
That was our own fault. It's just like, we have lives-ish.
Yeah, that's
so big-ish. It's like, we're just giving ourselves that extra month now. Because we're hoping to like be able to do this by the end of March is what we're giving ourselves. Would you do it earlier? Great. Not counting on it, but, you know, maybe we'll impress ourselves.
I would be very impressed.
I would be very impressed, too.
You're probably going to have to start yelling at me to, like, watch. Like, Lexi, did you watch a movie?
I've had like, this. No. When did I make this list?
And you haven't watched a single one.
Nope. I started on January 22nd. I haven't watched a single one. So.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah, it's okay. And I've watched so many. I've watched 19 movies this month already. Not a single one has been from this list.
Watched one.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the one is.
It's just because.
Oh, Mamma Mia!
Excellent first movie. Excellent first movie. Literally no, it's because I'll like play Sims and then I'll just like want something on in the background. And before I was watching Will and Grace, and that's why I got through Will and Grace so quick. But now I don't have a show I'm watching, so I've just been putting movies. But like these are movies that I actually want to sit and watch.
Okay, you see, this is where my problem comes in. I'm watching too many shows right now. So I don't know when I'm gonna have the time to watch a movie.
It's fair.
Especially because right now I can't watch SVU before I go to work, and the fact that I might start crying because of Olivia's storyline.
Yeah.
So like I have to watch that when I come home from work, and I don't want to fall behind on that. But I also now need to watch movies and
we
catch
don't
up
have
with-
to do this.
No, but I want to.
You willingly jumped in on this.
I did willingly. No, but I do want to because I feel like I haven't watched a movie in so long. Like even at the end of last year, there were so many movies that came out that I was like, I have to watch. And
there was movies that came out that I just didn't get to see either. But also like I watch horror movies and nobody wants to see horror movies with me. So a lot of them are like I have to wait for them to come to streaming or like be available to rent and stuff, and it's just annoying.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing this. I will say this list is weirder than our last one because I made it. So I made a list of the movies in my watch list that I really want to watch and just haven't done. Because I feel like having a list and like a challenge makes it more likely for me to watch it. So I just made a list of all the movies I really, really want to see and then made categories around them. So some of them don't make sense. Alexi had a lot of fun trying to figure this out.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Okay.
We
did have to change some categories because I like literally made this just with needing to put categories.
Yeah. So we worked our way around it. It was easier than I thought.
Okay.
I'm
curious to know what you picked for some. Especially this first
category. I feel
like
you're gonna like them.
Yeah.
Honestly, the first category, I thought I was gonna have trouble, but like the one that I chose, I'm actually pretty excited about.
Okay. You'll have to read me some of the descriptions on some of the ones you picked, though.
Oh, of course I will. And the same for you, because
yes.
I tried to go through some of them, but I was, like,
yeah, I'm wondering if we have, like, any, like, or many crossover at all.
I don't think
we had, like, any crossover in our last one, except for Kramer versus Kramer and Kramer and Beauty.
I think there might be two this time as well.
Okay. But I feel like some of them are ones I've seen, some are on my list are ones you've seen. Like, I have, like, ones that you've, like, recommended to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm intrigued. Shall we jump in?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. So the first category is a Winona Ryder recommendation.
Basically the entire reason why we're doing this.
Yeah, no, pretty much. So Winona's a big movie buff, a big movie girl, and she's like always giving movie recommendations and like makes like very niche movie references, all that. So there are lists like just sharing her favorite movies and stuff. So like I went through them. I want to be able to watch some of them at some point. And I've had this one on my list for a bit because this one actually like sounded kind of good to me. And I hope I like it. I put With Nail and I. It's an 80s movie. I like 80s. So that'll be nice. Apparently it's British too. But two out of work actors, the anxious, luckless Marwood and his acerbic alcoholic friend With Nail, spend their days drifting between their squalid flat, the unemployment office, and the pub. When they take a holiday by mistake at the country house of With Nail's flamboyantly gay uncle, Monty, they encounter the unpleasant side of the English countryside, tedium, terrifying locals, and torrential rain. I feel like that really doesn't give me much of a plot, but like, I don't know. Maybe I'll end up changing it when I get there. Who knows?
Oh God.
But I have had that one on my list.
Okay. There was actually a few.
It just kind of sounds like a good buddy comedy.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm in. I'm into it. Yeah. I'm so curious to know what you picked.
There was a few that I was going back and forth about. Originally I was gonna choose Opening Night. But then I tried to watch the trailer, and the trailer was 4 minutes long, and I could not get past the first minute. And
oh my
I was
god,
like,
it's a 144-minute movie.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, maybe not.
That's that long.
So I decided to go with Kiss of the Spider-Woman, which wasn't on the list that you sent me, but you said that she did recommend it in a
interview. Like a Stranger Things promo video too. So okay. Like a very recent one.
Kiss of the Spider-Woman I know of because they turned it into a Broadway musical, like, 30 years
this
ago.
This is the other one I almost picked for mine.
Okay. So, there wasn't a lot that was given away in the trailer, but of course I read Gay Man, and I was like, say less. Winona's, like, picks are really all over the place. Like, I love that West Side Story was on there.
Right?
It's like, West Side Story is really not that great.
It's just everything. To Kill a Mockingbird.
I've seen A Kill a Mockingbird, great movie, but, like, obviously I wasn't going to put it back on my list.
Also, it confuses me that there's, like, Dracula and The Age of Innocence on there, because those are two movies that she was in, so I don't know why they're on her, like.
I also love that Age of Innocence was on there. I was like, okay, I see you promoting your own movies.
Right? I don't know why it's on there, but sure.
Why not?
Right?
Yeah, I'm really interested for.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know how that one is.
I will.
Because that's another one that like sounded just kind of intriguing.
If I want to speak correct, I think this won an Academy Award.
Ooh.
Not the movie. I think Julia. I don't know.
God, that's Gomez.
Yeah, that is Gomez. Shockingly enough, this man was in a lot of my watch list movies.
God damn. Hello, sir. Huh.
I'm sorry. Hurt won the Best Actor award. But it did get an Oscar nomination for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay.
Gotcha.
So clearly.
Woman has good taste.
Yeah. It's got to be good.
Yeah. I have faith. I trust her.
The only thing that's really throwing me off that it takes place in jail.
Yeah. That could be interesting, though.
Yeah. No, it could be. So I'm interested to watch. I think it's a very long movie. It's 120 minutes. Only 2 hours. Okay. Not too bad.
Mine's 108.
Okay. So I'm interested.
I'm interested, too. Movie that's been on your watch list the longest. I have Scarface. I have wanted to watch this for like 2 or 3 years now, because purely for Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's fair.
It's a mafia mob boss movie. It's 169 minutes. I'm not excited about that runtime. This is, mafia movies are not my style, but like, I also like Brian De Palma's cinematography and Carrie. Like his directing style and everything. I love the way Carrie looks, so I'm hoping this will be good. So it's a classic for a reason. I think I'll like it. It's not Michelle Pfeiffer. You can't ever go wrong.
I actually have no idea what Scarface is about, to be honest. Like, I know, like, it's about, allow like, the me mom, to tell you. Please go on.
After getting a green... I don't actually really know either. After getting a green card in exchange for assassinating a Cuban government official, Tony Montana stakes a claim on the drug trade in Miami. Viciously murdering anyone who stands in his way, Tony eventually becomes the biggest drug lord in the state, controlling nearly all the cocaine that comes through Miami. But increased pressure from the police, wars with Colombian drug cartels, and his own drug-fueled paranoia served to fuel the flames of his eventual downfall. So it sounds good.
Yeah.
It's just a very long movie. Like, that's over. Is that almost 3?
Yeah, no, that's almost 3 hours. 3 hours is 180 minutes.
Okay. What is the movie that's been on your watch list the longest?
Okay, so... It really hasn't been on there that long, maybe like a year, because I did a very good job of cleaning out my watch list last year. But this movie's called Ransom. Ooh. And I was also going to put this movie on my list for The Last Scavenger Hunt for the highest grossing movie of the year you were born.
Yeah.
So it's a Mel Gibson movie.
Oh.
And so the plot is... When a rich man's son is kidnapped, he cooperates with police at first, but then he tries a unique tactic against the criminals. So okay. I think if this is based on a book, I'm 99.9% sure I read this book when I was in middle school. So technically, that's really why it's on my watch list.
Okay.
Because
it sounds good.
The book, the summary says, the lives of 5 captives hang in the balance while their families gather the ransom. 2 brothers, their family frantic to find their sons, a loner whose uncle doesn't even know he's missing, an army brat whose family will never be able to raise enough money, and a cheerleader who can't count on her stepdad but knows her father will come through. I read this book when I was in, like, 6th grade.
That's heavy.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the movie is good as well.
I hope so, too.
Also, Mel Gibson.
He's got to pick good ones, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the rating's not that great.
Oh.
It's only 3.1.
That's not bad.
Bad. It could be better.
It could be.
But, like, it has Rene Russo, Gary's... I can't pronounce his last name. He's the one in the far... Yeah, thank you. I'm really
I don't actually know if that's how you pronounce it. That's just
but you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Lily Taylor, Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh my god.
So, like, the cast isn't bad either.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Gotta be okay.
It sounds like something you'd enjoy.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what matters.
It's very true, very true.
Movie with a place in the title. This is the one I'm most excited for. I've just wanted to watch this one for a while. This is like what The Virgin Suicides was on my last list. Like how that was the one I was looking forward to the most. This was the one I was looking forward to.
Okay.
It's My Own Private Idaho. Something about that title just really draws me in. I don't know why. I don't know why. But it's starring River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves. James Russo, was that in your last one too?
Did you say James Russo?
Yeah.
Rene Russo.
Okay. I heard Russo. Someone I follow gave it 1 star and said, this hurt my feelings.
Oh.
It says, in this loose adaptation of Shakespeare's Henry... Is Ivy the 5th? In Roman numerals?
I think that's 4.
Okay, the 4th.
Henry the 4th.
We'll say that.
No. Yes, the 4th.
Okay. Mike Waters is a gay hustler afflicted with narcolepsy. Scott Favor is the rebellious son of a mayor. Together, the two travel from Portland, Oregon to Idaho and finally to the coast of Italy in a quest to find Mike's estranged mother. Along the way, they turn tricks for money and drugs, eventually attracting the attention of a wealthy benefactor and sexual deviant. Basically, Keanu Reeves and River Phoenix playing prostitutes? Something like that. I don't know.
What really threw me off is they went from Idaho to the coast of Italy.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. But it looks like a little fun road trip movie that I think is going to emotionally destroy me.
Also, I have a serious question. River Phoenix? Oh, no, that's, I'm sorry. I did not click on River Phoenix, and that is why. I was like, why is River Phoenix in Twin Peaks? And it's not. It's Rodney Harvey.
Okay.
Still don't even know who he is in Twin Peaks, but he looks pretty fine in this photo on Letterboxd.
All of these reviews are scaring me.
Oh, good, good.
The next one from someone I follow, I'm gonna throw up.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm excited. I don't know, it just sounds like a really good movie. It's got a 3.9.
Yeah.
I love Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
And I know him and River were, like, best friends before he passed, so, like,
yeah,
I'm interested to see how they work together, too. But yeah.
I'm really mad that Your Coming of Age is not Stand By Me, but it's fine.
I can make it Stand By Me. I completely forgot about that.
I think you should.
I can make it. I can decide.
Okay, so my mine for this, I right now I have down The Florida Project, which I've seen the trailer before and it looked cute, and I just watched it again and I was like, all right, I feel like I can give this another try, but I might change it because I was also thinking of Raising Arizona, which is like a comedy with Nicolas Cage. I don't think the reviews on that are that great, or then The Three Billboards Outside of Editing,
I've heard Missouri. About that one.
So The Florida Project seemed a little bit cuter because it mostly falls around like kids about like their summer in Florida. And I remember like good reviews for that. Hold on.
Yeah, it's got a 4.1.
The Florida Project?
Yeah.
Yeah, the story of a precocious 6-year-old and her ragtag group of friends whose summer break is filled with childhood wonder, possibility, and a sense of adventure while the adults around them struggle with hard times. So also A24, the trailer, like amazing color cinematography. Okay. So like, could you really go wrong?
No, you can't.
So, and I remember, like, this, the little girl, like, got so many awards. Like, she was, like, nominated for, like, oh, it wasn't, God. Like, Oscars, but, like, Critics' but, like, Choice and stuff like awards, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, she's in Cocaine Bear? She was, like, 6 in 2016. What does she mean now, then? Like, 12? Goddamn.
Holy shit.
So, I mean, to be 6 and nominated for awards already, like, that's pretty impressive. And funny enough, after I put that on my list, I was scrolling through Twitter, and someone posted a photo of the motel that they used, because it used to be purple and pink.
Okay, is that what I saw? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, wow.
Okay, I saw that on my Twitter, too. That's sad.
Yeah. So, I feel like it'll be interesting. It's only 112 minutes, which is almost 2 hours, but it's not that bad. It seems like it'll be really cute. Let me read the first review, because that... Okay, this is the one thing that's really questioning. Willem Dafoe is in this.
Yeah.
So the first review says, this is the first time Willem Dafoe has not looked like the human embodiment of evil. He was truly William DeFriend in these.
That's amazing.
Which is true, because from the trailer it seems like he like wanted to help them and
okay,
they're cute. So I was like, all right, we'll give you a try, William Dafoe.
Okay.
But no, William Dafoe scares me.
That's fair. It's absolutely fair.
Oh wait, hold on. I just read the second one and it's a quote and it's like low-key just making me cry and I don't even know the context behind it. It says, you know why this is my favorite tree? Because it tipped over and it's still growing. What the fuck? Yeah.
Ow.
What?
Have fun. You
I will.
Like a lot of movies that are just sad and you didn't even realize it.
Oh,
I can't wait for you to get to the one on here and then admit it to people, and everybody's gonna be like, oh.
We'll talk about that when we get to it.
Yeah. You might need to look up trigger warnings, man.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay.
Anyway. Number four. Mindfuck movie. My favorite genre. I'm going to be watching Donnie Darko.
I think I read this.
What's that?
Please read the synopsis again. Oh, I think I read it, but I don't remember.
After narrowly escaping a bizarre accident, a troubled teenager is plagued by visions of a large bunny rabbit that manipulates him to commit a series of crimes. That does not tell you enough. It's also like, hang on. I have to find you like the other description because that makes it make more sense.
Okay.
Because there's an actual like other plot. Okay, here. During the presidential election of 1988, a teenager named Donnie Darko sleepwalks out of his house one night and sees a giant, demonic-looking rabbit named Frank, who tells him the world will end in 28 days. When Donnie returns home, he finds that a jet engine has crashed into his bedroom. Is Donnie living in a parallel universe? Is he suffering from mental illness, or will the world really end? It sounds insane, and I can't wait. Although, Doomsday movies make me very anxious, so like I'm slightly nervous about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
okay.
I'm also not super excited about a demonic looking bunny.
No,
so that'll be fun.
Yeah,
it's got a young Jake Gyllenhaal.
I did see that.
Oh my god, and a young Jenna Malone.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, I was trying to think, I'm like, why do I know Jenna Malone? Stepmom. I'm like, I know her, I know that name. Stepmom.
Okay, okay.
Also in Hunger Games, watch our Hunger Games episode last week.
A sly plug. Okay, mine is The Prestige.
Which is on my list too, but like not on this list, it's in my watch list.
Okay. Which is funny because in the genres, it says drama, mystery, and sci-fi fiction. But when I looked up like the most mind-fucked movies, like this came up.
Okay.
And I've seen the trailer. Like this has been on my watch list too for a while. And I keep wanting to watch this. So like I have to watch this. And it's Christopher Nolan.
Mind-fucked either. It just like that always comes up when I look it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, Christopher Nolan
is known for mind-fuck.
Yeah. Isn't so, he? Am I wrong, or is he the one who did Inception?
No, you're right.
I am? Yeah, have fun.
I'm pretty sure he did Inception.
Yeah, have not, fun. He did. Yeah, have he fun. Did.
And he did Interstellar.
Yeah.
Okay, so this says a mysterious story of two magicians who intense rivalry leads them on a lifelong battle of supremacy, full of obsession, and jealousy with dangerous and deadly consequences.
Let me know how this one is, because it's also on my list, and it sounds really good.
It does. It sounds
amazing. I'm not big on Scarlett Johansson, but, like...
Oh, I thought that was Michelle Williams. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, is it?
In this. No, it's Scarlett Johansson.
Is it?
This is really on my list for Hugh Jackman.
That's fair.
I'm gonna be honest.
We love Hugh Jackman.
We do. An angel of a man.
Hell yeah. Oh, my God, David Bowie's in it.
Just said that.
Sorry, I missed that.
Okay.
So is Piper Perabo. Interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm
really I love a good mindfuck movie, so like.
Yeah. This I have a feeling this is gonna be good.
I think so too. Good?
Yeah, we're good.
Robin Williams movie. I picked Dead Poets Society.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Have you seen this? Dead Poets Society and you didn't put In and Out.
Is he in that?
No, but like I told you, the last scene is like Dead Poets Society.
Okay, well then I'll watch In and Out after this because I'll understand the reference.
Good, good.
No, this is just one I've never seen, but I've obviously heard like amazing things about. I think everybody kind of knows, but. Dead Poets Society is about at this point, so
I actually don't think I know.
Oh, I thought you had seen it. Okay.
Oh no.
At an elite old-fashioned boarding school in New England, a passionate English teacher inspires his students to rebel against convention and seize the potential of every day, courting the disdain of the stern headmaster.
You know, this is
basically,
you
know, Robin Williams being the human embodiment of Rhea Sunshine.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, you know when there's actors who, like, you know them from comedy, but they can also put on, like, amazing, like, drama roles?
Yeah.
Robin Williams is that.
Like, he invented the foundation. That. Yeah, yes. He invented that. Yeah.
Because, like, it's truly wild.
Didn't he do Patch Adams, too? And that's, like, a dramatic one. Like, also comedy. Also, honestly, you can put Mrs. Doubtfire in there because that still pulls at my heartstrings. Like, it's hilarious, but oh my god.
That's, I was gonna put
my parents
that
aren't even divorced, and I watch it, and I'm like,
god. Well, that makes you cry. I'm literally just pissing on my floor watching Sally Fields.
Oh, it doesn't make me cry. It just, like, makes me upset at the end.
You really just okay, no, you're right. You're right. The ending scene is very sad.
I really just want to hang out with his kids. But yeah, Sally Fields steals the show in that movie.
Also, Pierce Brosnan.
I was just gonna say, she, like, starts dating Pierce Brosnan. So, like, if I was Robin Williams, I wouldn't even blame her. Like,
yeah.
I fully support.
Exactly.
What is your Robin Williams movie?
So I thought I was, like, actually gonna have to go look through his filmography to find something, but this was already on my watch list, so amazing, okay. Perfect. I think my brother recommended this to me last year. It's called Insomnia, and it has Al Pacino in it.
Oh.
It's a Christopher Nolan film also.
You're going through so much this month.
Stop. Don't say such things.
I just don't trust Christopher Nolan to not mess with your head.
I know. Yeah.
Lovely man, I'm sure.
Literally, like, it's not, I guess it's the tagline of Letterboxd for the film. Like, it's not, like, the plot, but, like, that thing right above it.
Yeah.
Right? You call that a tagline?
Yeah.
Okay, it literally says, a tough cop, a brilliant killer, and an unspeakable crime.
Oh, you're done for.
I know.
I'm adding this to my watch list, actually. It sounds good.
Two Los Angeles homicide detectives are dispatched to northern town. Northern town where the sun doesn't set to investigate the methodical murder of a local teen.
Oh, that does sound good.
Larry Swank is in it, more. Mara Tierney is in it. I just couldn't forget.
One of the themes in the movie is twist. Have fun.
We love.
I love my favorite movies, honestly. It sounds like it has a good cast, though.
Who's David Fincher?
David, I think he's a director.
Okay, because the third, yeah, he is. Oh, he's the one. Oh, great.
What?
He directed Seven, Gone Girl, Zodiac, The Game. Oh my god.
Fun! What is he in this? Is he in the cast?
No, the thing says, oh, Mr. Nolan, how very David Fincher of you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're done.
If my mind is jumbled by the time. Yeah, like, actually.
Start putting in your resumes for co-hosts, because I'm going to need one. Alexi's going to be invincible.
Yeah, I really am. Great. Great!
Awesome!
That's fine. It only has a 3.5 rating, though, which is still good.
That's still good. But yeah. Okay.
Great. Lovely. Wonderful.
I also want to know how one is, so you have to let me know.
Okay.
A movie you're pretty sure will make you cry. I picked Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. This was on my scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Last time, can't remember what category though, but I ended up switching it for something and I don't remember why. Or I remember I watched the trailer, wasn't that, like, intrigued?
Oh, okay.
But then a friend of mine just watched it and her, like, review was that she's, like, sobbing and she wasn't expecting to.
Okay.
So naturally, it's back on my list again, and I've also just heard it's amazing. It's got a 4.2. Mm-hmm. Which is incredible.
And it won an Oscar, right?
It might have.
I think it did when I was trying to find
that one. That wouldn't surprise me.
And I just didn't want to watch it for that reason.
Do you know what this was about?
No.
Okay. I'll just read you the actual description. I didn't know if I was going to give you, like, because otherwise I just have, like, a very easy description for you, but it tells you.
Okay.
Joel Barish, Jim Carrey. Heartbroken that his girlfriend, Kate Winslet, underwent a procedure to erase him from her memory, decides to do the same. However, as he watches his memories of her fade away, he realizes that he still loves her and may be too late to correct his mistake.
Yeah, I do remember this. That does sound really sad.
Yeah. Also, just sounds really interesting of how you're able to, like, erase your memories. But, like,
yeah,
it just feels like it's going to be one of those ones where it's, like, a tumultuous relationship that I, like, can't help but root for. Because I actually have no idea anything about this movie or how it ends. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. And yeah, I wouldn't even know where to think.
Yeah, for such a big movie, I feel like I would know how that ends.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't think I know, like, any spoilers for these movies. So I'm, like, kind of happy about that.
I know.
Okay, sorry. I know, like, some spoilers. Like, okay. I know Basic Instinct. We all know Brokeback Mountain.
I actually don't.
Oh. It's a reason it was originally going to be a tearjerker.
Yeah, I know. I figured that.
Want to know?
No, I'm okay. Maybe I'll watch it for myself one day. Sam, it's happening.
What?
I'm going to watch Stepmom.
I was going to say, are you watching Stepmom?
Yeah.
Have fun.
I didn't know what else to put, and you always talk about how this movie makes you cry. I was like, all right, I guess I gotta watch this.
It's fine. So, like, it's fine up until the last, like, 20 minutes. When you see Julia and Susan sitting in a restaurant, get the tissues.
Okay.
Get the tissues. And then Christmas Day, get a box. They get me every time. You just want you just want a quick cry, skip to the end. You're good.
Okay. Which, like, this is interesting, though, because, like, I don't really cry during movies.
I know.
So
that's why I'm wondering if it will get you. But, like, it's just, like, it's just, you get so attached to all of them that, like, I don't know. It's just, it's certain lines that get me. That's what makes me cry. Like, a line will hit and I'll just start hysterically sobbing. Also, Fran just watched this, and I meant to ask her how she lived after, but yeah. Maybe I'm just the only one who, like, has this movie ruin my life.
You don't even have a stepmom.
No, it's the whole plot. Do you know what it's about?
She's dying. Isn't one of them dying?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I, like, briefly know it.
It's so good. So good. Also, Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon, you can't go wrong.
No.
Yeah. Highest rated movie in your watch list, I have Cinema Paradiso. And so the reason this is actually in here is because after I watched The Lost City last year, I went through a little Sandra Bullock mini phase where I was just watching a shit ton of her interviews. And she said that this is her favorite movie of all time. So naturally, I looked it up, and it sounds really cute. So I'm intrigued to watch it. It's got a 4.4, which is really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says, the tagline is, a celebration of youth, friendship, and the everlasting magic of movies. So, like, perfect.
Yeah.
It says, a filmmaker recalls his childhood when he fell in love with the movies at his village's theater and formed a deep friendship with the theater's projectionist. So it just sounds very wholesome.
It does.
I'm impressed. I'm intrigued.
I can't believe it has a 4.4.
Right? Like, this movie better be good.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember what my other highest rated one was. The average rating. Oh, it was Fight Club, and it was a 4.3 for Fight Club. Okay. So, like, Cinema Paradiso just edged it out.
Gotcha. Damn, that's crazy.
Right? Sounds good, though. And I trust Sandra Bullock, so.
Yes, always, always.
Always. Trust her with my life.
Okay, mine's Prisoners. Once again.
Oh my god, this almost made it on my list.
I don't even remember when it went on my watch list, but, and then I read it, and I'm like, oh.
It looks very good. It's
on as a 4.2.
Jeez.
Yeah.
This is the one with Jake Gyllenhaal, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And Hugh Jackman.
Yes. I want to see this one. It comes up on my Netflix all the time, and I'm like, oh, give me a chance.
I feel like that's why I saw it. I probably saw like a trailer for it on Netflix, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It says when Keller Dover's daughter and her friend go missing, he takes matters into his own hands as the police pursue multiple leads and the pressure mounts. But just how far will this desperate father go to protect his family?
Yeah, it sounds good.
It
Again,
does
I feel
sound
like
good.
that might be one that's a mind fucky.
Let's see what Dennis. Oh, he did Dune. Blade Runner. Never seen Blade Runner. Never
Neither
seen
have
Dune. Okay. Not too many mindfuck things.
I. Okay.
Arrival. Oh, wait, that's so funny that Macy literally just posted this on her Insta story.
What?
Arrival.
Oh, I saw that in the Shutter Island clip as well.
Yeah. Weird. Funny.
Funny
Yeah, I'm excited to
cat.
watch it.
Yeah, you have to let me know.
Will
That's
do.
just the trend. Just watch movies that I want to see.
I'll let you
This is
know.
working out great because you know my style enough to be able to tell me if I'll like something,
Yeah.
and you're the only person I trust with that.
I'm honored.
You should be. A movie you've heard crazy things about. Again, really loose category. I just wanted to fit this one on. I'm watching Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, you did tell me
Where
about
did
this
it
one.
go? Yeah. 159 minutes. Don't love that.
No.
It's fine. Directed by Stanley Kubrick, who is kind of a piece of shit, but is
They're gonna
a
say Stanley Tucci, and I was like, excuse me.
No, I wish. But he's an incredible director. He did The Shining.
Oh,
I
okay.
didn't really love The Shining, but like it's arguably a good movie. Like I can recognize that. I just didn't love it.
Oh my God, Scottish King Alan Cumming is in this.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wonder if he's Scottish in this. If anyone didn't know, Alan Cumming is Scottish, not British.
I didn't know this. So this one says, I don't actually entirely know what this one is. It's just apparently weird. After Dr. Bill Harford's wife, Alice, admits to having sexual fantasies about a man she met, Bill becomes obsessed with having a sexual encounter. He discovers an underground sexual group and attends one of their meetings and quickly discovers that he is in over his head. I think it's a BDSM movie. I don't entirely know.
Sam, once again, it's happening.
36?
No, I told you which
Oh.
category that is.
Yeah, I forget.
What's the one movie you always tell me that I will love?
Gone Girl? You're watching Gone Girl? I was hoping
Yeah.
this would make your list.
How could it
Yeah.
Yes, I'm finally watching Gone
I think
Girl.
you'll love this movie.
I think I will too.
Well, now I regret taking it off of my list because I was going to put it as my rewatch.
No, it's
I'll just
fine.
rewatch it anyway.
Yeah.
I have been wanting to rewatch it. Such a good movie. And Rosamund Pike is so hot in it. Are you looking her up?
Yeah, I know who she is. I just can't think of what she looks like.
Also, Neil Patrick Harris is in this.
Kang. I actually did know that.
Yes.
That's the wrong movie. Where did it go? Gone Girl. She is very pretty.
Very.
Love Neil Patrick Harris. Love that man to
How
my
do you know it,
core.
right?
One of my gay men crushes. If I ever saw him in the streets, I don't know what I would do.
Freeze.
Literally pass out right in front of him.
No, but I genuinely do think you'll like this movie. It's
Yeah.
very up your alley.
Yes, no, it really is. Once again, another mind fuck. Love
Yeah,
it
it's a
for
good,
me.
it's, I don't think it's as intense of a mind fuck, but
Okay.
it's still
Is
twisty
it
enough.
gonna give me like, okay. I've never seen A Simple Favor. Have you seen A Simple Favor?
Yes, I don't really entirely remember. Oh, no, I do remember that twist. Okay.
Does it give that vibes or does it give A Girl on the Train vibes?
I don't know the girl on the train. It's like, it's not a twist that's going to confuse you.
Okay.
It's more of just like an oh shit kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It isn't something you'll have to like look up like or like have you like sitting there mind blown like Shutter Island or something like that. Because
Shutter
that
Island.
one
It
was
really did a
something
toll on
else.
me.
It's just like a very subtle twist, but enough to like that you can classify it in that. At least if I'm remembering correctly, unless there was like, if we're talking big plot twists, yeah.
Okay. Super really random. So I just decided to look up, because this is a David Fincher movie. So I just decided to look at another movie he watched. And I clicked on Panic Room.
Oh, Panic Room is so good.
The country singer, Dwight Yoakam.
He's one of the killers. One of the robbers. Such a good movie. You should totally watch that sometime.
Adding it to the watch list.
It's Jodie Foster and a young Kristen Stewart.
Oh my god, that's not a boy. That's Kristen Stewart.
That's Kristen Stewart. They get they move into a house that has a panic room in it, and then some robbers break in, so they're stuck in the panic room. But Kristen Stewart has diabetes and needs her insulin or sugar or something, and she can't have it. It's a really good movie.
That sounds really good. I'm also just really confused how David Fincher directed all these movies and then also directed The Social Network.
Yeah.
He also directed Fight Club.
Man did some good movies.
He did. Good for him.
I haven't seen half of them, but the ones I have seen are very good. Okay.
He really didn't direct that many. He's only directed 14.
Well, he directed some bangers then.
Yeah, he did. He did. Good for him.
Good for him. A movie you want to see that isn't necessarily your style. I am watching The Matrix. Very much not my genre. It's sci-fi? Science fiction action. Not super into that, but I just hear so much talk about The Matrix and like the red pill, blue pill thing. And I just want to know what it's about. I don't know if I'll watch the sequels or anything, because I think there's like 3 movies or something. Maybe there's a 4th now, I think. But I love Keanu Reeves. So I'm intrigued. Should I like tell what's this about? Set in the 20s. Like
everyone knows
century.
What the Matrix is.
Okay, I
about.
Don't know. It's just got Keanu Reeves, and every time I wear all black in my leather jacket, I always feel like I'm in the Matrix.
That's fair.
Right? Yeah, I bought this pants. And never watched it. I do have leather pants. I am so... What's his name? Neo. I am going to live out my Neo life.
Love it. I chose... Sam doesn't think I'm going to like this movie, which is completely fine, because it's supposed to be a genre that I don't think... that I don't really like. Oh my god, where is it?
I don't think you'll like this because it's not the genre you like. I don't think you're going to like this because I don't like it. And I love Nicholas Sparks.
Nicholas Sparks is just, like, tacky.
Yeah, this is just, like, his weakest. Maybe you'll like it. I read the book, though, first.
Okay.
So, comparing the book to the movie, this is, like, very weak.
My mom might have recommended this to me as well.
Ask her what she thinks. Because I really enjoyed the book. The book just, like, gets in the heads better, and I feel more attached to the characters.
Okay. By the way, the movie is Knights in Rodan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's Rodanthe. I don't know. Just...
It's one of them. It's one of them.
It's got Diana Wayne and Richard Gere.
Yeah, and Christopher Maloney. Which really the only reason why it's on my watch list, apparently.
I really don't know who he is.
Which is so funny. Yeah, it has a 2.7 rating, so I'm really not looking, like, expecting big things. But the plot says, Adrienne is trying to decide whether to stay in her unhappy marriage or not, and her life changes when Paul, a doctor who's traveling to reconcile with his estranged son, checks in where she is staying.
So I actually think Chris might be her ex-husband. I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We can root for the ex-husband.
Yeah.
You know what I also realized the other day? So, you know, like, you randomly just start thinking, oh my god, he's in Bound.
Chris?
Yeah.
I'll hit you up. Who is he in Bound?
Johnny Marzone.
Okay. Bound looks so good. That's another one I'm very excited to watch.
What was I gonna say? I think the first role I ever saw Chris Maloney in was what, Hot American Summer?
Nice.
The,
Solid
like
pick.
you don't even realize that it's him. Like you do when you know, but like when I barely knew who he was.
Mine would have been The Diary of a Teenage Girl, and I cannot remember who he was. A movie I should not have watched also. He was in Runaway Bride. Who was he in Runaway Bride? Coach Buck.
I think her
Chris
the
just
hut.
needs to stop being in movies that I don't recognize. Okay.
Actually, he might. The first movie I might have seen him in was Junior. But was he? I saw Junior when I was like a child. That was a wild movie. Why was I watching Arnold Schwarzenegger pregnant? Please let me know.
Jesus.
truly a
Okay.
wild one.
Okay. a film bro movie. I'm watching the film broest movie of all film bros. I'm watching American Psycho. This is pretty much also a recommendation from you, but also one I've just been like wanting to watch, but this is finally my excuse. I think we all kind of know what American Psycho is about, so.
Yeah, and I can't
But
wait for you
I'm very
to
excited to
watch
watch
it and
it.
then read the article, read the Letterboxd review.
Yes, I'll have to send
Because
that. You'll have to remind me of that.
I will.
Yeah.
My bra movie is Inception.
I just rewatched this and I'm so excited for you to watch it. Because I want to have a discussion. Can we review Inception on the podcast if you
Yeah,
want?
we can once we
Okay.
watch once I watch it.
Because I just need to know your thoughts on certain things that I'm not going to ask now because that'll just
Yeah.
have you expecting it.
Yeah. Oh, wait until I watch it.
Yeah. Don't read my review because I kind of spoil stuff.
I'm not gonna read your review.
I was just gonna say.
I don't read people your reviews until I'm done watching. I'll read other people's reviews before.
Yeah.
But
If
like
it's a
they're the
lengthy
ones that
one
I
for
know that
me, it's usually the ones I spoil.
Oh yeah, no, I don't read lengthy ones. If it's like a one-liner and like okay.
I'm
Okay.
very excited for you to watch Inception.
Yes, I think we all know what Inception's about, so I'm not
Yeah.
reading the synopsis. Probably
Do we know what Inception's about?
not, to be
Yeah.
honest.
a movie from the 90s. I'm watching Gia. I don't actually know what this is about, just everybody's been posting it on Twitter. It's
It's
gay Angelina
Elizabeth
Jolie. How am I supposed to not want to watch this?
and Elizabeth Mitchell.
Yeah, together they're gay. Gia travels to New York City with dreams of becoming a fashion model. Within minutes of arriving, she meets Wilhelmina Cooper, a wise and high-powered agent who takes Gia under her wing. With Cooper's help and her own natural instincts, Gia quickly shoots to the top of the modeling world. Jesus? When Cooper dies of lung cancer, however, Gia turns to drugs and both she and her career begin to spiral out of control. I
Right.
don't want to watch this anymore. Okay. Oh my God, Mila Kunis is playing a young Angelina Jolie in this.
I love that.
That's interesting. I can see
That
that.
is. Yeah.
Elizabeth Mitchell is not the one who dies.
Oh, thank God. Okay,
Yeah,
I was
I
getting
feel low.
nervous.
It's Faye Dunaway.
Aw.
Yeah, that isn't any better, but I
Yeah.
thought it was gonna be like I was gonna have to watch these two like hot gay women fall in love and then die. There's
That
enough
would have been
movies
really
about that,
mean.
right? Okay. What is yours?
Mine's The Usual Suspects,
Yes, you did tell me
which
this.
this has been on my watch list too for a while. I'm trying to find it now to read the synopsis. The Usual Suspects. Held in an LA interrogation room, Rebel Kent. Yes, Kent attempts to convince the feds that a mythic crime lord, Keyser Sows, not only exists but was also responsible for drawing him and his four partners into a multi-million dollar heist that ended with an explosion in San Pedro Harbor, leaving few survivors. Verbal lures his interrogators with an incredible story of the crime lord's almost supernatural prowess.
I got
Sorry.
recommended this one movie too.
I think I was like. Oh, I think I was looking at like the IMDb like top 100 and like this is on there. It has a 4.0 rating, so clearly good.
Yeah.
I'm really excited because Chaz Palamentary, he's an agent though. Thought he was gonna be one of the guys. I
Who
like
is he?
him. He's a U.S. Customs agent.
No, I meant who do, I meant what do you know him from?
He's in A Bronx Tale.
Not enough.
You don't, yeah. He's like a little cute Italian man.
Okay.
He doesn't really look cute in this photo, but like I think he's adorable. He looks like an angry mob Italian man.
He was in Modern Family.
Okay, sure. Apparently
And he
he's
was
also in
married to
Stuart
Jenna, he
Little.
was married to Jennifer Tilly.
That's too funny.
In Modern Family, not in real life.
Yes, I figured that. That's actually really funny.
Yeah, what is his name? No, Shorty. His name is Shorty in Modern Family.
Which is really funny because I think he's really tall.
I love him. He was cute. A famous actor duo. I'm watching The Lake House for Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. Again, there's just a lot of Keanu Reeves on this list.
That's fine.
The Lake House is one I've wanted to watch for a while. I once like watched half of it and then just never finished it for some reason. But A Lonely Doctor, played by Sandra, once occupied an unusual. Oh wait, no, the doctor is Keanu. A lonely
Okay.
doctor who once occupied an unusual lakeside home begins exchanging love letters with his form. No, never mind. Sandra's the doctor. This movie's so confusing. That's why I never finished it. A lonely doctor who once occupied an unusual lakeside home begins exchanging love letters with its former resident, a frustrated architect. They must try to unravel the mystery behind their extraordinary romance before it's too late. So it's like time travel.
Oh,
Yeah, it's confusing. I don't know the physics, so I'll actually have to pay attention when I watch it this time. But like, I love Keanu and Sandra. And they also admitted to having a crush on each other when they filmed Speed, which just like makes their chemistry even better.
we love it.
Now, who did you pick?
So I really didn't know who to choose because I
Yeah.
didn't know what direction I wanted to lean in. So I went for the comedy and I chose Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. And I'm
What
gonna
are you
watch
watching?
Talladega Nights.
Nice.
I was kind of hoping he was an Anchorman, but
Is he
John C. Reilly's
not?
apparently John C. Reilly is not an Anchorman.
That's disappointing.
I know. I wanted to
Anchorman
watch
kind of
that.
sucked.
Oh, did it really?
I really didn't like it, but
Okay. Well, I'm gonna watch Talladega Nights.
maybe I'm
Hopefully.
thinking of Paul Rudd in Anchorman.
Probably.
Or Steve Carell, something like that. I don't know. No, I thought I'd like Anchorman because like I know it's stupid, but like I don't mind Will Ferrell's stupid comedy.
Yeah.
I just wasn't a fan.
Okay. Yeah, I
To each
just
their
felt like
own,
I
though, you
needed,
know.
yeah, I felt like I needed a break from all the mind fuck that's gonna
However,
happen.
if you watch anything from that movie, just watch the Afternoon Delight scene where they all sing Afternoon Delight. It's amazing.
Wait, in Anchorman or Talladega
In
Nights?
Anchorman.
Okay. I also don't know how I went to school in Alabama and never seen Talladega Nights.
Yeah. Okay.
Considering I've driven past the Talladega racetrack multiple times. It's fine.
It's
It's fine.
fine. Next one is an old Hollywood film. I only put this on here because it's the 70-year anniversary of Casablanca. Is that right?
I have no idea.
1942, although technically 1943, it has like a weird release date to 1923. I mean, nine to 2023.
Yeah, it's seven. No, it's 80.
Jesus. Okay, so it's the 80th anniversary of Casablanca. I feel like it's just time for me to watch it. Also, I just really love the quote in it, and it's like, if you don't get on that plane, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday, soon, and for the rest of your life. And then just like she starts crying, she's like, now, here's looking at you, kid. And they quote it in Modern Family, and it kills me.
Never knew that
It
quote was
says,
from there.
yeah, there's a whole like plot point that this is the only movie that makes Jay cry, who's the grandpa. And so I'm
Aw.
like, I need to watch this. Like his
That's
son,
cute.
his like 2-year-old son at the time quotes this movie to him, and then he starts bawling.
Aw.
And I'm like, okay, I need to watch this. I'm sold. And apparently it's
That's
just one of
cute.
the best romantic movies ever.
Okay.
Yeah. And cheating. An affair.
Say less.
Right?
Say less. I like slightly hate Sam for putting this.
Yeah, we don't like old movies.
No. But it's giving me an excuse to watch this one.
Maybe so it'll turn us around. Like, maybe it'll
might. It might.
There's nothing wrong with old movies. It's just, like, not what we gravitate to. And that's fine. Sorry, not this old. I can deal with, like, 60s and up, but 60s is still a little dodgy.
Yeah.
So, but.
No, there's some in the 60s and the 50s I could watch. Really, after that, it's like.
Yeah.
We're getting a little crazy. But I'm taking this opportunity to watch It Happened One Night, which is apparently the greatest rom-com of all time. And it was made in 1934. So, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
The plot says, a renegade reporter and a crazy young heiress meet on a bus heading to New York and end up stuck with each other when the bus leaves them behind at one of the stops. So it sounds like a cute rom-com kind of thing, maybe. It's also, if you've seen the second Sex and the City movie, this is the movie that Carrie and Big are watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, maybe it will be good. Maybe. I am just a little hesitant. It has a 4.1 rating, though.
Yeah, I'm hesitant to watch Casablanca. Mine has 4.2.
Really? How long is Casablanca?
102.
105. Okay.
Okay.
I'm also really nervous this movie's going to be silent for some reason.
Weird. I don't know.
Is that?
I don't think so.
Crude humor, and satire. We love that. Okay. No, it doesn't say anything about
being silent.
I don't
think this was the era of
silent movies. No, they decided.
Wait, did you say yours came out in 1943 or 1934?
34.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I'm like excited, a little hesitant. Like, I feel like I can get past the black and white.
Yeah. I don't even think it's the black and white for me. It's just like
the acting, the plot.
It's the time period, I think. Yeah. I'm not a period piece fan, and these are like as period piece as you can get. Because it is a period piece. It's not literally. Just like a fake period piece.
For literally.
Yeah. Anyway. But I am excited. It'll be nice to be able to say I've seen it.
Yes, definitely.
Movie featuring an actor or actress you have a crush on. I'm watching Brokeback Mountain for Heath Ledger.
Just such a weird movie to be watching.
Because it was originally a different category.
I know, I'm sorry.
But no, Brokeback Mountain, gay cowboy, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Heath Ledger. How can I go wrong? It's also for sure going to make me bawl. Also, I'm pretty sure Linda Cardellini is in this.
Stop.
I could be. Yes, she is. And so is David Harbour. They both have very minor roles, but they are in it.
That's fine, though.
Right?
I will be watching Easy A for Stanley Tucci. Does he have a major role? I don't really know.
Yes, he's the dad. He does. He's the dad. Not major, major, but like.
Okay.
Like enough to like where like I watch and I'm like, oh my god, the Stanley Tucci movie kind of thing. Like the scenes he's in, he steals.
Okay.
He's absolutely precious. Is that a surprise? No.
No. I just needed. I didn't.
I mean, you're iffy about this movie, but I do feel like you'll at least enjoy it. It's short, too.
Okay. I'm not like super iffy about it. I'm not like. I don't think it's a bad movie. I'm just not like a huge Emma Stone fan, I've heard like this movie is really good and it's really funny. I would kind of want to find a different Stanley Tucci movie, and I was just really overwhelmed with his options that I was like, let me just watch UZA, because like you always tell me like I should watch it.
It's a fine background movie too.
Okay, and his arms look incredible in it, so
he's so funny in it too. God, I love him.
I mean, the cast isn't that bad either.
No, it's got a pretty good cast. Amanda Bynes is great in it.
I love that.
Right?
I love that for her. Truly. No, I hope I like it.
I think you
feel like
will.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Movie you've been too scared to watch. Oh, sorry. I'm watching Requiem for a Dream. This isn't actually a horror movie. But even Macy's review has always stuck with me about it. So
Okay.
Macy said, "I have tears in my eyes as I type this. Wow, this is such an amazing film. The score, the intensity, the editing, just incredible. I never thought a refrigerator would make me jump." I don't know. And I'm just, okay, so do you know what this one's about?
No.
Okay. So the hopes and dreams of four ambitious people are shattered when their drug addictions begin spiraling out of control. A look into addiction and how it overcomes the mind and body. But it is like a nitty-gritty, like, deterioration of these people's lives as they get into hard drugs and stuff. It's basically an anti-drug campaign, but apparently it's gross and nasty and sad, and I just like have never wanted to watch this.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I want to see it. It's just like I'm scared to.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be good. Yeah, so the first review is this is a horror movie. So,
Oh, lovely. Okay. Mine is the menu. I don't really think it's gonna be that scary. I just needed
it's
something
very
to put in this
unsettling though.
category.
Like, I feel like you'll
Okay.
like it unsettled me. Like, I was kind of expecting, like, just like a. I heard it was like a horror movie-ish, but like,
Is it
whatever.
like, did you get like cheesy vibes when watching the trailer? Because that's what I was getting. I was like, maybe this is gonna be a little cheesy.
Yes and no, but I also watched the trailer after knowing that it was like horror adjacent.
Okay.
So, but no, like when it actually like started like kicking in, I'm like, holy shit. But it has Judith Light in it,
All
my
right.
gal, love her the most. No, it's a very good movie though. I think I gave it 4.5.
Okay.
Maybe I gave it 5. 5? I don't really know. Really good
Oh,
movie
right. We
though.
were talking about my movie.
Yes.
4.5? Goddamn.
It's really good.
Okay. I'm
It's very
excited.
good. Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think I'll be like, I'm like, not. Maybe I could switch this and the Barbarian around.
Maybe. I don't remember what you have Barbarian as.
A horror film.
Horror film, maybe. Yeah, I gave it 4.5.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited to
Yeah.
watch it then.
Very
Yeah, it
good.
definitely seems a little unsettling. I feel like I've seen a little
Amazing cast, too.
Really? Okay.
Very good. I'm very excited to know how you feel about this one because there are just some things that like had my jaw drop. Okay. An LGBT film. LGBTQ plus. Sorry.
HLGBTQA plus,
Yeah,
right?
sure.
I have no idea. I feel
Sorry.
like that changes every day, and I am part of the community. Okay.
I will be watching Bound. I found out about this movie because I watched the Chucky series and Gina Gershon came on as a guest star in the Jennifer Tilly episode. And everybody was talking about how it was a Bound reunion because a bunch of the other co-stars came. And I'm like, what is this movie, Bound? It is Jennifer Tilly and Gina Gershon who. She's something else, but anyway. It's them playing, like, I'll read you the description. Corky, who I believe is Gina, a tough female ex-convict working on an apartment renovation in a Chicago building, meets a couple living next door. Caesar, a paranoid mobster, and Violet, Jennifer Tilly, his seductive girlfriend who is immediately attracted to her. So it was like a forbidden romance.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued by this one.
That does
3.92,
sound
and
really
Jennifer
good.
Tilly scored an Oscar nom. So yeah.
Okay.
Right? That is
Okay.
not what I expected because, oh, wait, maybe that's what I found out because I saw that she was an Oscar nominee as well. I'm like, what for?
Yeah. It's
Like,
really
no
wild.
offense to her, but I only know her from Chucky and then, like, also being a poker player. The two most random things. I'm like, what did you get an Oscar nomination for? I don't know much of your filmography. I was very impressed.
So am
Yeah, right?
I. Mine is Gia.
This is also on my list. We already talked about
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
we don't have to go.
We'll have to watch this one and discuss it.
Yes, we will.
Oh, where I'm messed up. I'm confused. Where am I at? A famous movie you haven't seen. I have Basic Instinct. I've
I have.
seen parts of Basic Instinct. I've never watched it in full, though.
My bisexual queen.
I know, I'm very excited. But I watched enough of this to be scared of Michael Douglas, and I think that's why I never finished it.
That's fair. That is fair.
I wonder if that fear still sticks.
It probably does.
It probably does.
Once again, Catherine Zeta-Jones, if you ever realize, like, I'm free.
Right? Oh, no, wait, never mind. I already asked that. I was gonna say, can I put Gone Girl as my film Twitter fave? But we already discussed it. Ask me something new.
Yeah. Oh wow, I got the name of the movie so wrong. Thank God I looked this up. Mine's Steel Magnolias. I've been wanting to watch this for a while now, and I feel like it's famous. I feel like it's like a famous like girl movie, like if that makes not to be sexist.
No, it is for sure.
Yeah, I think my mom was watching Steel Magnolias maybe like a week or two ago, and I was like, I really do want to watch this movie. I mean, like Dolly Parton, Sally Field, Julia Roberts,
Yeah, you really can't go wrong.
Shirley MacLaine. Yeah, so I actually don't really. Oh no, this heart-wrenching drama is about a beauty shop in Louisiana owned by Truvy and the tragedies of all her clients. Great, so we're just gonna get mind fucked and cry, apparently.
Do you not know that this one is sad?
No, I knew it was sad.
Okay, I was gonna say, I'm like, this is like known
But I
for
was
being
kind of
sad.
hoping it wasn't like too sad, but like the
It
fact
might
that that
not
was
be.
just the plot.
I haven't watched it. I think I
Okay.
started it and I never finished that.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know why I never finished it. A film Twitter fave. I originally had Fight Club. I still have Fight Club on here. It's gonna be between Fight Club and Carol. It'll just be whatever I'm in the mood for. I don't really think there's anything about Fight Club, except that the rules that you don't talk about Fight Club, so I'm not going to give you synopsis. And then Carol is gay, Cate Blanchett, so either one, I'm cool. Oh, also Fight Club is by David Fincher, so
Yes.
I'm intrigued. It also has really good like reviews, like a rating, and I feel like maybe this is the one I should watch. That is like this is likely the one I'll watch, but I'll put Carol as like a buffer in case I'm not in the mood for Fight Club. But
Fair,
yeah.
fair. Okay. My film Twitter fave is The Truman Show, which I've been wanting to watch for a while too. Is it Would you define it as mind fuck, or is it kind of like a weird sense of reality kind of
I
thing?
think it's more of a weird sense of reality. I don't think it's
Okay.
meant to be a mind fuck, at least not for the audience.
Okay.
I haven't seen it though. I know it's just a bit like emotionally turmoil, I
Yeah.
believe.
I just also, I love Jim Carrey. I
Why
just think.
not?
I know.
He's so lovable.
He is. And he's like one of the Robin Williams, where like you can picture him in like all these funny roles, but when he's like does like real amazing drama work,
Yeah.
like it's
I
good.
don't actually think I've seen him in a dramatic role, so that's why I'm really excited about Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless
Yeah.
Mind. I like that we're
Also, I
both
didn't
watching like
know.
very dramatic Jim Carrey movies. You didn't know what?
I didn't know Laura Linney was in it.
I like her.
Me too. So I'm excited to watch this. I also think this man, if I'm correct, I might be wrong though, Ed Harris.
Ed Harris?
Yeah.
Is he not in Selma?
Oh, I just. Hold on. I
He is
thought
in
he.
Stepmom. You'll have to see him twice.
Lovely. If he's also the person I'm thinking of, which I think I'm not wrong, where's television? Oh no, I'm wrong. Never mind. I thought he played Olivia Benson's boyfriend. Different
Okay.
guy. Different guy. Please, Chuck Bass's dad in Gossip Girl,
Interesting.
though. Okay. Yeah. So I'm excited for the Truman Show. What is? Where does it say Truman Burbank is the star of the Truman Show, a 24-hour.
The only reality TV show that broadcasts every aspect of his life without his knowledge. His entire life has been an unending soap opera for consumption by the rest of the world. And everyone he knows, including his wife and his best friend, is really an actor paid to be his part. Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah. Jeez.
A 4.2 rating, though, so I'm excited about that. Oh my god, he directed Dead Poets Society as well.
Nice.
Wow, we're doing really good with famous actor. I mean, directors. Right? Good for us.
Look at us go. Okay. What is a movie they're itching to rewatch? I had Gone Girl. I just switched it today. I am instead going to watch The Wizard of Oz. Because I have not seen The Wizard of Oz since I was a kid. And I was just watching a podcast episode on Pearl. And they were talking about all the things back to Wizard of Oz. And at one point, the host was like, if you haven't watched Wizard of Oz since you were a kid and are worried it won't hold up, watch it back now and you'll be even more impressed. So I'm like,
yeah,
all right, I'm intrigued. And I used to, I loved The Wizard of Oz as a kid. So I'm like, almost like, I'm like almost worried it's going to make me cry because like, just like all the nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Glinda. I have an ornament of Glinda the Good Witch for my Christmas tree as a kid. So like, cute. Yeah, I went out, my aunt and uncle took me out shopping to buy, Ruby Slippers.
Aww.
Yeah, it was the whole thing. I love that movie. So I'm excited to watch it again.
Have you ever seen, like, the Wizard of Oz, like, spin-off movies?
No, but I've heard they're weird.
They're so weird.
Yeah.
I remember watching Return to Oz. It's quite interesting, actually. But okay. Definitely weird. Oh, that's even weirder.
What?
The girl that plays Dorothy in Return to Oz is the girl from The Craft.
I have heard this.
That's weird.
That's suspicious.
I no longer want to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
On that note.
So what are you rewatching?
I'm going to rewatch Clue.
Okay. That's a good choice.
My brother mentioned it today and I was like, such a good movie, and yeah. Sam, you have to watch it.
I'm sorry.
Can you change your recommendation to Clue?
I can.
Okay.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was it originally?
Wild Things. Which one?
I love Wild Things, but I feel like Clue's better.
Okay. You can think more on it. We are not that category yet.
Okay. It could be one or the other. You can flip a coin.
I'll do that.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
A movie you want to watch based solely on the poster. I am either watching The Love Witch or Valley of the Dolls. The Love Witch. I more want to watch The Love Witch because of scenes I've seen. Like, it looks like it was filmed in, like, the 70s. Like, it looks really cool like that. It was made in 2016, though. Elaine, a beautiful young witch, is determined to find a man to love her. In her gothic Victorian apartment, she makes spells and potions and then picks up men and seduces them. However, her spells work too well, and she ends up with a string of hapless victims. So. Oh, and then it says, sorry, I lost it. When she finally meets the man of her dreams, her desperation to be loved will drive her to the brink of insanity and murder. So it sounds really good. But then, God bless you.
Sorry. It does sound really good.
And then Valley of the Dolls is from 1967. This cover doesn't as intrigue me as much, but I remember it being on Netflix years ago, and the cover on Netflix intrigued me. So that's why it's on here. But actually, the cover on here is really good, too. But in New York City, bright but naive New Englander Anne Wells becomes a secretary at a theatrical law firm where she falls in love with attorney Lion Burke. Anne befriends up-and-coming singer Neely O'Hara, whose dynamic talent threatens aging star Helen Lawson and beautiful but talentless actress Jennifer North. The women experience success and failure in love and work, leading to heartbreak, addiction, and tragedy. So, I'm intrigued either way. Both sound really good. Although Valley of the Dolls Sharon Tate. Which I think is the cover that I saw, and I'm like, oh my god, you're gorgeous.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
I chose Jawbreaker.
One, just because I didn't know what to choose. And two, when I tell you everything in my watch list, the posters for them are like dark colors, and then there's just Jawbreaker.
Yeah.
So I was like, all
That's
right,
just
maybe
the
we'll
theme
still
of
choose the fun
Jawbreaker.
one.
Jawbreaker
Yeah.
is right through and through.
Like, hold on.
Also, Jawbreaker is very campy. I feel like you'll really like that.
I do love camp. Oh, right. She chokes on a jawbreaker.
She does. Whoopity-doo-dah.
Cool. 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 And it's Judy Greer. No, it's not.
Nope, Judy.
No, I
No.
think it is. Judy Greer does choke.
Is it Judy Greer?
I think it is. Or is it Rebecca Gayhart? No. No, it's Judy Greer.
Oh.
Say less.
Perfect
Sorry.
movie for you.
But yeah, it is. It is.
No, it
Yeah, Sam
isn't.
thinks I'll like it's not.
I don't think it is.
Sorry, Marilyn Manson is in this movie.
Ew. I don't know. You'll have to watch it and find out who it is, but I'm pretty sure it's not Judy because I remember her name is Fern.
Okay.
And I remember that being a thing.
Okay. Yeah. Sam thinks I'll like it, so I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah. It'll be fun. I'm excited for you to watch it. Okay. A director you don't like or aren't sure you'll like. And I picked, sorry, where did my list go? I picked David Cronenberg. Can my list load? I picked Map to the Stars. I'm just trying to find the synopsis. But basically, I found it when I was doing an article on Julianne Moore, and it sounded really good, and I watched some clips from it, and I was intrigued. It says, driven by an intense need for fame and validation, members of a dysfunctional Hollywood family are chasing celebrity, one another, and the relentless ghosts of their past. And the reason I have David Cronenberg is because he is like the body horror master, and I am not fully stuck on body horror. I have not seen anything from him, so I'm not sure if I'll like him. Maybe I'll be surprised. This is probably not the best one to watch if I'm looking for the full Cronenberg ex like
Yeah.
experience, but I'm still intrigued, and this one sounds really good.
I chose Quentin Tarantino and I'm going to watch Reservoir Dogs. It actually doesn't sound that bad of a movie. I just don't really think I like Quentin.
I don't really,
But this
so.
seems different than like his other movies.
Okay.
I was between this and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I didn't really like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which was
Okay.
really disappointing. Like, it wasn't bad. I think I gave it like 3 or 3.5, but
Yeah.
I just wanted
So,
something different.
no, that's fair. So, the plot of Reservoir Dogs is a botched robbery indicates a police informant, and the pressure mounts in the aftermath at a warehouse. Crime begets violence as the survivors, veteran Mr. White, newcomer Mr. Orange, psychopathic parolee Mr. Blonde, bickering weasel Mr. Pink, and nice guy Eddie unravel. So, like, it sounds like crime thriller, right?
Yeah.
Literally the genres, crime and thriller. So I feel like it can't be that bad.
No. I just feel like Quentin is so long-winded.
Yeah. It's only a 99-minute movie, too, which is very different from Quentin.
Okay, maybe that one will be good.
Yeah. So I'm interested. The cast, I don't really know. The only one I know is Steve Buscemi. Everyone else, I don't really know, but they've been in like every Quentin movie ever, so
That makes sense. That checks out.
exactly. So I'm excited to watch it. I think it will be okay.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to know how you feel about it. So, a friend's recommendation, as you heard, might either going to be Clue or Wild Things. We'll flip a
If
coin.
you
Or
don't
you just
know
tell me
what.
ahead of time.
Yeah, you're gonna flip a coin. because I can't choose, because you either get Nev and Denise Richards kissing or one of my favorite movies ever. So,
and Tim Curry,
you weirdo with a crush on him. He's actually amazing in that movie.
Yeah.
Also, the woman who plays Miss Scarlet plays Susan Meyer's mom.
That's so strange. I'm into it.
She's actually amazing. So, like, when I watch Desperate Housewives, I'm really thrown off.
Okay.
Also, the guy that plays the doctor in Back to the Future is in this as well.
Gotcha.
My movie recommendation is, Sam has actually never watched this movie. She just recommended it to me because she thought I would like it, and I think I would like it.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? Dead Again? Yes, yeah. Dead Again. What's it say? In 1949, composer Roman Strauss is executed for the murder of his wife. In 1990s Los Angeles, a detective comes across a mute amnesic woman who is somehow linked to the Strauss murder. It only has a 3.3 rating, which, once again, not awful.
But
Emma Thompson. And Emma Thompson looked cute as fuck in it. So,
right?
We love
it. No, I read that description. I'm like, Alexi will love this.
Yeah.
And I do have it on my list, too.
Oh, my God. That's him. He plays the, like, detective guy in Murder on the Orient Express.
Okay.
It's like, he looks really familiar. I just can't figure out why. But yeah, no, Emma Thompson looks really fucking cute.
We love Emma Thompson.
We do.
A horror film you haven't seen. I'm gonna watch Psycho. We all know Psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I've never seen it. And I meant to watch it this year or last year for Halloween, and I just didn't get around to it. I bought it and everything. So I'll watch it. Right. My closet is just filled with movies I've bought and never seen. No, it's just one I know the plot to, so like it's okay. Not like it's gonna be a big surprise, but like I'm mm-hmm. still intrigued by it, and it's a classic, okay. And it's Jamie Lee Curtis's mother,
exactly.
So,
mine is Barbarian. I keep meaning to watch it. I never watch
so
it.
So good.
I'm not even gonna read the plot because yeah. Like it doesn't really give anything away.
Don't watch a trailer. Don't read the plot. Go yeah. into it blind.
I did watch the trailer. I just don't remember what happened.
I think I watched the trailer too. Just don't rewatch it. Not that it really gives you much away, and, but like yeah. It's a very like surprising movie.
Yeah.
Really good. So, really good to go into blind.
I'm excited to watch it.
I'm very excited for you to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
A coming of age film. I'm either watching Lady Bird or I guess Stand By Me.
You should watch Stand By Me.
I might watch Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
Lady Bird is just one I hear about a lot as being really, really good. And I like Laurie Metcalf. But maybe we're going to watch Stand By Me because that was also on my list for Last Scavenger Hunt and I didn't watch it. What I switched it for?
That was a movie.
Movie everyone tells me I need to watch.
Yeah. I feel like if you're going to watch a coming of age, you need to watch something, like, from a different time.
I watched The Hangover.
Still a great choice.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do agree. I think Stand By Me is a better coming of age.
Yes. My coming of age is The Virgin Suicides.
You have so many movies I love on here that I've been waiting for you to watch. I'm so excited. So, The Virgin Suicides is one of the most beautiful movies I have ever seen.
I'm excited to watch it. I'm a little nervous.
I really hope you like it as much as I did. Because I was not expecting to love it as much as I did.
Yeah.
Still gotta finish the book.
Of course. I love that Danny DeVito is so random.
Why don't I remember him being in this?
He plays Dr. Hornick.
I do remember him being in this. Never mind.
Okay.
Such a good movie. Final five. An Oscar winner you haven't seen. I'm either watching The Departed or The Godfather. Likely going to be The Departed. Because I have said many times I don't want to watch The Godfather, but I also just want to be able to say I've seen Godfather. Okay. The Departed, I've heard, is like a huge mindfuck movie, though. It's Martin Scorsese. Leonardo DiCaprio, Jack Nicholson, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg. Really good cast, really strong cast. It says, to take down South Boston's Irish Mafia, the police send in one of their own to infiltrate the underworld, not realizing the syndicate has done likewise. While an undercover cop curries favor with the mob kingpin, a career criminal rises through the police ranks, but both sides soon discover there's a mole among them. And apparently it's a mind fuck at the end, and I don't know why.
That sounds really good, though.
Yeah, it does.
All right, mine, Sam, made me really nervous for. I put terms of endearment.
She didn't know this was sad.
No, because my parents recommended this to me. And I wouldn't expect my parents to recommend me sad movies, especially my father.
It may ruin your life.
Yeah.
Maybe so not.
The synopsis says, Aurora, a finicky woman, is in search of true love while her daughter faces marital issues. Together, they help each other deal with problems and find reasons to live a joyful life. Which does sound kind of sad.
Well, I saw this on your watch list, and I'm like, is she good? When does Alexi want to watch this? I'm like, is she okay?
Yeah, so.
It's even funnier knowing you don't know that it's sad.
What it's about.
It's very sad, apparently.
Great. The director also directed As Good As It Gets, and I was going to put that one for my movie I want to rewatch, because I love Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt. That was a very weird pairing, but I was obsessed. So, we'll see. Might grab tissues before I watch this, though, apparently.
Yeah.
Let me just see what the first, like, review is. What is it saying? who the fuck is named Flap, and why would anyone marry him?
Ew.
Oh, great. The second one says, I love Shirley MacLaine. Crying. Cool. Great.
Cool.
Okay. Lovely.
Have fun. A film that was controversial. I am watching Taxi Driver. Three reasons, I guess, it was controversial. Something to do with the guy who planned an assassination on Ronald Reagan. This movie apparently inspired him. Jodie Foster was 12 years old and playing a prostitute. And also, it got an X rating. Or I think it almost got an X rating, which is, like, horrible.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah. I don't entirely know what this movie's about, but... Oh, a mentally unstable Vietnam War veteran works as a nighttime taxi driver in New York City, where the perceived decadence and sleaze feed his urge for violent action. I love Jodie Foster, though.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's Robert De Niro as the taxi driver.
Yes. I've seen, like, the last half hour of this, like, a while ago. Okay. I don't really remember it.
It's from the 70s.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I'm watching Manhattan. Okay, thank you.
Okay. We're not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep, that is all. That's all we need to know. She's not controversial. No. We love Meryl, but that's the only reason why we're watching it.
Yeah. A 2022 release that you didn't see. I'm watching Bones and All. Apparently it's cannibalistic.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, I've heard it's good, though. Got Timothy Chalamet in it, though, which I'm not a big fan of, but I'm intrigued either way. It's like a cannibalistic love story.
Interesting.
Right?
Okay. I'm going to watch Don't Worry, Darling.
Ooh, let me know how that is, because I want to watch that, too. I know the plot twist, though, and I'm mad about it.
I still don't!
I'm so mad I do. That's why I didn't watch it.
Okay. I don't, so I'm excited to watch it. Gonna watch it illegally, because we can't let a little while get that coin.
No, Team Jason.
All the way.
For Jason Sudeikis.
Always.
Hashtag.
And especially with the drama surrounding the entire movie. Like,
yeah.
I gotta figure it out.
I've heard it isn't as bad as people made it out to be, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next one. Women. Just women. What?
You sound perfect.
What?
It's women. Perfect.
It is. I'm watching Gloria Bell. The women in question, or woman in question, is Julianne Moore, obviously. And it's Lexi's having a blast. It says Gloria is a free-spirited divorcee who spends her days at a straight-laced office job and her nights at on the dance floor, joyfully letting loose at clubs around Los Angeles. After meeting Arnold on a night out, she finds herself thrust into an unexpected new romance filled with both the joys of budding love and the complications of dating, identity, and family.
Sorry, I'm literally not.
I know. It just sounds cute. And I love Julianne Moore. How can you not?
Okay. My women in question are Thelma and Louise.
Hell yeah.
I'm like really nervous to watch this after you so watched it, because I really just didn't know what it was about. And like now that I know what it's about,
a I'm lot.
Really confused.
It's really good.
But it has bisexual icon Susan Sarandon and
Gina love Davis. That she's bi now.
I love it too. Also, like, I love when does she have like ginormous titties?
Right.
Like, it's just
someone, there was like a mind. Tweet, there was like a tweet that was like,
it's the one in the dress.
No, I'm talking, there's so someone tweeted and they're like, name a performance where an actress breasts boobily. And someone put Susan Sarandon in Rocky Horror, and I'm like, they were small.
Yeah,
and
no,
now
they're
not.
No, they're really not. I guess that's what happened when it has kids. It's totally off topic. So Macy texted me yesterday saying that Mariska looks more like her mom now when she did at her age. Like, because Mariska's mom died, like, when she was 34. Mariska, like, she looks like her mom when she's at 34, but she looks more like her now. And I was like, no, like, I see it when she was younger, too. She's like, well, I guess I'm really just looking at her boobs. I was like, okay, yeah.
That's fair.
Definitely. But, like, that's also just being a mom.
Yeah.
Like, it happens.
Yeah.
Like, Mariska was not a mom at 34.
No. No, I'm very excited for you to watch Thelma and Louise, though. I love Susan and Gina together. They're just
iconic.
Amazing. Yeah. A sequel film you missed. This is only on here because I want to watch Glass Onion, and I just didn't when it came out for some reason because I heard mixed reviews. It also took me like 2 years to watch Knives Out, so.
That's fair. Mine's Top Gun Maverick. I just really couldn't think of another sequel.
That's fair.
And
I watched the last like half hour of that.
Okay.
Not bad.
I've
never seen the original Top Gun.
I have. It's okay. Like, it's, I'm not like a huge fan. It's good. I also think Top Gun Maverick is like probably gonna be super overhyped, but I'm excited to watch it. So
yeah,
we'll see.
And our final one. We have watch a movie starring a friend's favorite actor or actress. A friend of mine, she suggested Jane Fonda, which I was not mad about. So no. I'm either going to watch 9 to 5. However, there's another one she's in called Clue, I think is how you pronounce it.
Okay.
A high-priced call girl is forced to depend on a reluctant private eye when she is stalked by a psychopath. It sounds very good.
It does.
So I'm more intrigued by that one, and I feel like 9 to 5, like, the point is to, like, watch things that are, like, out of your comfort zone, I feel like. And 9 to 5 is very up my alley, and it is something I will eventually watch.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm taking Sam's recommendation from last time, from Jamie Lee Curtis, and I'm gonna watch Drowning Mona.
Yay!
It was on my watch list, so it was perfect, and it was really on my watch list because Nev is in it, and
it was a weird movie, but it was a really good one.
Okay.
Not, like, that's really good, but, like, Jamie Lee Curtis is a mohawk, and it's got Danny DeVito.
Wild.
And your girl Bette Midler dies in the first, like, 5 minutes.
Amazing. Sorry to the Bette Midler fans. I'm just not a fan.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I hope it's good. I hope you like it.
So do I.
It's not amazing, but it's a fun
I'm not expecting it to be amazing.
No, don't. That's our scavenger hunt, though. Again, a scavenger hunt that is hopefully going to be done by the end of March. We are not rushing this.
No.
Yeah.
We got other things to do.
We got some... I almost kind of like our lineup of movies better this time.
Or yeah, at least for mine. Well, because you literally curated the list to your watch list, which I did. Is fine. But, like, a lot of it knocked off my watch list as well.
Okay, so that's... I'm glad.
My brain will once again be mush by the end of it, apparently. But
yeah, okay. It will. Okay. I'm excited.
So am I.
You're going to be a shell of a human being, and I'm intrigued.
Yep. I have to, like, find out the perfect way to, like, map out how many.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch my mindfuck something not mindfucked for a few times, and then back to mindfuck.
Yeah.
Lovely.
But that's our episode. So, wish us luck.
And for us, please play along with us.
Please play along. I like when people play along. Or just watch some of the recommendations we give.
Yes.
But we'll do another recap video when we finish it.
In the end of March. Of
March. Yeah. But thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is Enter Fangirls, and our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.